Greetings, greetings. This is Natural Times with Taliba Johnson, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. This is episode 68, and this is an update to a previous episode where we talked about the Impossible Burger. Now, I know everyone out there has actually seen on the TV a commercial, or you've seen an ad on the radio, ad on the radio station, or seen an ad on a billboard somewhere saying Burger King is now offering the plant-based Impossible Burger. And I know it's starting to, you know, have a little hype. So that's why it's becoming a trend now for a lot of people to eat plant-based food items. And which is a good thing because, you know, for years everything was animal-fed. Animals were fed plants. And, you know, it's not something new. It's just that they bring in this information new to everyone to eat more plant-based. It'll have less saturated fats. And it has more nutrition for you. Well, I know a lot of you have researched it, so look into it even further. But yes, Burger King has the Impossible Burger on their menu. Now, when I seen the ad, I heard the ad, and a lot of questions came to me. And the questions that came to my mind was, okay, I know Burger King has this thing where they say they are flame broiled. So do they flame broil the Impossible Burger on the same slab or area that they do the beef burgers? That also came to mind. Because Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, all of them are not set up to say know how to handle vegan or vegetarian meals. So I was just wanting to know, and even their workers are not very versed into knowing how to do that unless they train them. I want to know if they train them very well to separate the two. I don't know, because I haven't been able to get that close to find out if they do or don't. Anyway, the other question that come to me is organic. Since plant-based is more on the organic scale, do they use organic lettuce, organic tomatoes, pickles, whatever they use to put on a Whopper? I don't even remember that slogan that Burger King had, to all beef patties, lettuce, salt on a sesame seed bun. I don't remember it, but I know there was a slogan for the Big Mac, the Whopper, for Burger King. Well, anyway, they're saying that it's not the Impossible Burger. They call it the Impossible Whopper. So all these questions came to mind. So I decided, you know, as I always tell my listeners, that whenever there's a new trend and it's piquing your fancy, your interest, go out and try it for yourself if it's something that you feel that you want to incorporate into your daily life as part of good, healthy living. And I myself tried a lot of the trends that are happening out there. And a lot of them, yes, I have incorporated in my daily existence. And I even tell my listeners something that I'm going to try or something that I'm going to start doing and make it a regimen, and some things that, you know, I may look into to see if that, you know, if it's workable, doable or not. So I saw this Impossible Burger, and when I says, let me go to Burger King. I went to Burger King. Now, I am not a fast food eater. I'm not a fast food junkie. I don't eat from fast food restaurants and so and such. The only thing that I think I possibly may go in, every now and then, I like maybe the McDonald's smoothies, the mango or the strawberry banana. But I stopped doing that for the basic fact is that the sugar content is too much for me. So that's why I don't do them anymore. But that was as far as the fast food industry for me going into. And I have family members that do patron, you know, these different fast food establishments. So I'm not knocking it because that's what some of my family members would like to do. So I went into the Burger King and I said, let me go through the drive-thru because I was a little short on time. So when I went up and I saw it was called the Impossible Whopper, that alone kind of deterred me a little, but I says, okay, I'm going to go and see what this Impossible Whopper is all about that had the Impossible Burger. I ordered it, and I asked the standard questions. I says, is this meatless? Just to see if the person behind the microphone knows. She says, it is an Impossible Burger. I said, but it is the meatless one? I guess I was asking a really stupid question. And she says, yes, ma'am, it is vegan. I says, okay. I says, can I have one, please? And she says, do you want cheese? I says, no. So she says, okay. Then she told me how much it was. So I drive up, paid it. She gave it to me. Now, I took a look in the burger itself, pulled off to the side, took a look at it and see what was initially, you know, the makeup of the burger. And to tell you the truth, like I said, I doubt if the lettuce, the tomato, the pickle that were on it, I doubt if any of that was organic. The second thing was that it had mayonnaise on it. Now, I don't know if people are still using regular mayonnaise or not, but I choose to use vegan mayonnaise. And of course, the mayonnaise wasn't vegan. I doubted if it was vegan mayonnaise. And it was on a sesame seed bun. So I was still a little leery, but I took a bite out of it. My perception of the burger is that all of the questions that I've asked, is it organic, if any of the things that are in it are organic besides the plant-based burger? No. I doubt if any of these things are are organic. So for those who do want to go out there and try the Impossible Whopper at Burger King, you may. Go ahead, that's your choice. I'm just telling you that the components, the condiments, even the ketchup that they use most likely is not organic. The condiments and everything that goes into making the Impossible Whopper, I don't think they are organic. And the only thing that probably be close to organic is the Impossible Burger. So it's up to you. I took one bite. Like I said, I took one bite and I do have my reservations. It might suit someone else fancy, but I am not a fond of the Impossible Whopper. The only thing I can say is that the Impossible Burger was a bit dry. It wasn't moist like, I guess, they regular burgers are. It didn't have that consistency, and it was a bit dry. The flavor, for me, it had no flavor. It was a bit flavored less, and those were the two issues that stood out for me. So for those, like I said, for those who decide, say they want to go ahead and try the Impossible Whopper, go ahead, try the Impossible Whopper. Let me know. Send me a message on Natural Times and we'll discuss it. Let me know your viewpoints on it when you do happen to purchase one. Let me know what your viewpoints are, because I myself, I just have those two issues where as far as me tasting it, it was dry and it didn't have much flavor to it. And then the other things that I have a red flag about is that if any of the condiments or the lettuce and things that they use, if they are organic. And the last one that I had also mentioned was if they put it on the same grill or cook it on the same in the same area that they cook their regular burgers. Now, for a plant-based burger to be part of the meat that they serve there, that's a big no-no. And a lot of people may not have a problem with that, but for a plant-based burger to be cooked that kind of a way, I think there's an issue with that. Well, maybe Burger King will be able to answer a lot of these questions that I might have and let me know, you know, how they go about preparing the Impossible Whopper. But there you have it, everyone. I took a bite out of the Impossible Burger that's called the Impossible Whopper at Burger King. Shoot me a message and let me know how, or you know, what do you think about this burger if you go and you do happen to purchase it. Now, the last thing I wanted to say is that the price. Now, the Impossible Burger happened to be a very pricey burger since it came out. And a lot of places, restaurants, vegan restaurants, vegetarian restaurants, restaurants that serve the option of a vegan meal and serve the Impossible Burger, Beyond Meat Burger, and so on. And the Morningstar Burger. There are some places that use the Morningstar Burger. I just wanted to find out the price. It's been very pricey. Some are, you know, paying up to $15, $10 for just the burger alone, I guess with all the other additives that come with it. This one at Burger King was five and change. Now that is like a huge price slash in what the restaurants and everything is pricing them for. But the reason I guess the restaurants do it much bigger is because, or price it more expensive, is because they maybe had, it's a restaurant, so there's more to what they do with the burger. But at Burger King, it was five and change. I think that's a reasonable for a Whopper, because those are what the prices of regularly the other foods in the establishment goes for. So, okay, I got that one. That's not a problem. I think that one is pretty good. So there you have it. Give me a message. Let me know how you feel it. And we'll discuss it more. This is Natural Times with Taliba Johnson. And I want to tell all my listeners and all of my fans that are out there, you have a natural day. And on that note, see ya.